WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Oh, man, I love that opening music, Brian, as we get ready for some rugged Cascades Conference basketball action. I got to say thank you to Bucked Up Energy and the Rocket Pop flavor tonight. Zero calories, zero sugar, and plenty of flavor and plenty of energy here. We don't know. I don't know if we're going to need the energy tonight. I think this Hoops game is going to bring us plenty of action as we start to wind down the Cascades Conference season, and Grass Lake hoping to stay unbeaten.
Yeah, and you may be right if you like defensive ball game. Like, isn't going to be the high-flying energy that we're used to, but it's going to be a good defensive battle with two teams playing tough. And as you said, the undefeated Grass Lake Warriors looking to stay that way and looking to have the most wins in the Cascades Conference ever. Now, that is due to they added a couple extra games as the conference expanded.
Yeah.
But you can put it on the banner, right?
Yeah, and in the coming years, it's going to be tough to recreate that. Tough to go unbeaten, number one. And who knows what teams do changing in and out of the conference as time goes by. I will say this. When I think about Grass Lake basketball, a lot of times your mind goes to the girls' team. We were there for the state championship team just a couple years ago, and now they're still playing well, and I don't put it past them to go deep into the tournament this year for the girls this year, but this boys' team is undefeated and doing it in a way that we don't always see in high school basketball. A lot of times you come out and you say, oh, they're more talented than their opponents, and that results in big scores, big gaps in points, and Grass Lake's doing it on the defensive end. They're doing it by being more gritty than their opponents.
It's funny, as you're saying this, I'm watching the Grass Lake team in front of us warm up, and about six guys in a row have all tried to dunk, and no one's made it. and I'm not saying they're not talented, but that is kind of, they're just, all right, there's a Braden Lake dunk.
Braden Lake tomahawk,
But you're right, it's like they're gritty, and they are tough, and they might not be the smoothest guys around. They can get things done, so I'm not taking away from what they can do, but it is more hard-working, you know, blue-collar
like
kind of
stuff. Like the Detroit Pistons going-to-work squad out here, and no one would ever say those Pistons didn't have any talented players, but in this case, it's just they've committed to that being their game plan, and it's worked out. Grass Lake Community Schools, by the way, one of our sponsors on the game tonight, and a good group of folks here turned out to watch these guys, and they're going to turn out again, no doubt, on Saturday. As the regardless of the outcome of this one, Grass Lake has won their division in this conference, and they'll go play for the conference championship on Saturday at Spring Arbor against Columbia Central. So I don't want to say there's nothing to the outcome of this game, because as we said, we laid it out, the unbeaten record, the Cascades Conference win total. There are plenty of things to play for. And when you go out and play against another team in your league, you want to win, and you don't care if there's anything on the line. They're going to come out and play hard, and I think Leslie's going to do the same tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, it was Coach Norris that brought that to my attention, and so he knows about it, which means I guarantee the players know about it, and they're going to play hard. But on the other side, as you said, Coach Matt Johns, he always has his kids playing hard, and he enjoys the challenge, and he flat out said, hey, we'll muck it up with anybody. So he knows, you know, what kind of squad he has as well, and they kind of have to rely on playing hard-nosed, gritty D as well.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think, I would say a couple years ago, we were over at Leslie, and he said, that's how we play.
Yeah.
You know, he's been doing that longer than they have at Grass Lake. And to be fair, in the first matchup, they had a shot at him. 50-45 is a 5-point win for Grass Lake out at Leslie. So, you know, they know some things that worked against Grass Lake. They maybe know what didn't. And come in with a fresh game plan and maybe a way to beat this unbeaten Warriors team.
Yeah, and that Leslie team, even though, again, I said they're hard-nosed and stuff, but they have some ability as well. They beat a Hanover team in at Hanover, which we know that you don't do that very often. And but then they've had some kind of questionable losses that you look at, too. So, again, it seems like every night we do a game, Steve, we're talking about Jekyll and Hyde teams.
Yeah.
And that's probably because we're dealing with 15 and 16 and 17-year-old athletes.
Except for Grants Lake, a lot of Dr. Jekyll, not as much Mr. Hyde or the other way around. I don't know. The evil version, if you're their opponents. But they come in 18-0 on the year, 15-0 in the league. And a couple of wins recently. We were just here to see them kind of manhandle Manchester. 42-15 is what they ended up posting on the MHSAA site. I think we had a different total, but there was some discrepancy in that score anyway. But a dominating victory at Michigan Center, 43-25. And you might hear those point totals and say, no, those are football scores. But no, that's the kind of games they've had. The last four opponents have scored 21, 15, 25, and 26. Their defense is holding teams down. Now, Grass Lake doesn't have to score a ton as a result, so they've only topped the 60-point mark twice this year. But
to do that against that Michigan Center squad who does like to play up and down. And you know, that's not just their defense. Their offense is just always real patient. They'll work it around. And, you know, when you're taking 30, 40 seconds worth of offense out every possession, you know, and play good defense, those are the type of scores you're going to have sometimes.
No doubt. So Grass Lake, as I mentioned, beat Leslie 50-45 in the last game. Leslie is 9-9 on the year, as you mentioned, up and down, and 8-7 in the conference. They have an overtime loss at Michigan Center in that matchup, 55-44, so they went ice cold in the overtime, it looks like. But they're coming off a win at Napoleon, 48-37, so the up and down is evident even in their last few games. So we're ready to see what happens in this one. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here in the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups, get you closer to tip-off. Warriors try to remain unbeaten. We're live as the Grass Lake Warriors host for the Leslie Blackhawks. And we're back in 3 minutes on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Hawks, we're back.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. The Grass Lake Community Schools are rooted in rising. With dynamic teaching staff, an abundance of extracurricular options, a lengthy model of academic success, and a close-knit community, we are the destination in Jackson County. We aim to equip our students for excellence, cultivate connections, and grow with purpose. The Grass Lake Community Schools, we are proud, rooted in rising. Go Warriors.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here as the teams get warmed up out on the court. Thanks again to Grass Lake Community Schools for being a sponsor on this game. And again, with us, our live coverage on Saturday, about 7 o'clock for the tip-off over at Spring Arbor University for Grass Lake and Columbia Central. That's going to be a good matchup. But like I said, this Warriors team knows they can't overlook this Leslie team. Who's going to be on the floor to start things off tonight, Brian?
Well, for the visiting team from Leslie, we have a pair of seniors, and that includes Connor Marciniak and Johnny Johnson, the lone junior, Henry Bradford, and a pair of sophomores. And we'll see three sophomores and a freshman for Leslie, a really young team, two of them starting, Jackson Fawcett and Joel Cranmore.
All right, how about for the Grass Lake Warriors?
Well, Grass Lake, on the other hand, five seniors, Steve, and we don't see that anywhere in the area anymore, it doesn't seem like. And that includes Carmen Beltran, Sal Vitale, Jacob Collins, Bryant Cook, and the chosen one, Braden Leap.
Yeah. it's interesting, too, because not a ton of depth with Grass Lake. Matter of fact, they got about half as many guys on their roster as Leslie does. So they don't go real deep. They're fortunate, I suppose, to still be healthy at this point. And, you know, when the tournament rolls around, you don't really go that deep. Maybe six, maybe seven guys regularly for most coaches, shrinking that roster a little bit. Grass Lake, that's probably not going to be a factor in the long run, as long as they stay healthy. And you knock on wood that they do. I like to see greatness kind of show up. So an unbeaten regular season in the Cascades has happened time here and there over the years, but what does that lead to in the postseason? You know, what does that mean in the long run for Grass Lake? It's still out there to be achieved, and I think they feel like if they play this kind of style, they can beat just about anybody on any given night.
Yeah, and a couple other things out there to be achieved. Braden Leap now 61 points away from Grass Lake's all-time leading scorer. So you feel like, there's two more regular season games and then a little tournament action?
So they have tonight, they have the Cascades Conference game, and then they have on the 17th they play Pinckney, and on the 20th they play Clinton.
Oh, okay.
Still on the schedule.
All right. I know a lot of teams, I guess maybe I'm just thinking because they were done conference-wise.
Right, the conference will be done. So a couple night conferences. Leslie still has, they'll play their Cascades crossover game, which is yet to be determined, I believe, pending action today. But they still have the 20th, they'll play Weberville. So there's still some games next week. We'll kind of wrap up our regular season coverage on Saturday. We've got Jackson and Tecumseh on Friday, then that game on Saturday. Then I guess we're going to kind of take that last week off so we can tool up and be ready to start the tournament and bring you doubleheaders and a lot of high school basketball action the following week.
I'm ready right now. Let's go.
Let's do it. Maybe we'll wait till the tournament actually happens.
I guess we can't start unless they're starting. But
yeah. So what else do I want to mention? Oh, looking ahead to that postseason, however, Grass Lake is going to be at that Hanover-Horton district, along with East Jackson, Lumen Christie, Napoleon, Vandercook Lake, and Hanover-Horton. Leslie, meanwhile, goes to Dansville, which no surprise there. They'll take on Springport, Dansville, Stockbridge, and then Brighton, Cheryl, Stockwell Prep.
Okay.
I always like schools with that many names.
I've seen them before.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what these guys have to look forward to, both of these teams moving on to the next level of the of the postseason. But, yeah, a lot of regular season work to do. Grass Lake still with three games to play after tonight to keep that unblemished record and take it into the postseason. So this one meaningful for us tonight, and I'm looking forward to getting things tipped off. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. When we come back, we will be ready to get things tipped off. Again, high school basketball brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey, Softwater, Aero Quip Credit Union, the Sykes Group, and Morgan Stanley, connecting clients with the future they envision. And don't forget, free throws all night tonight for Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Back in 3 minutes with a tip-off on WKHM. You don't.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper part specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meyer, online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Starting lineups getting introduced on the court. 8 minutes on the clock. Final huddle here from the Blackhawks and Coach Matt Johns, who we consider him a friend of the broadcast.
That's right.
Takes care of us when we go up to Leslie. And nice gym here in Grass Lake. It really is. I weirdly, though, Brian, and it's no aesthetic choice for Grass Lake. It's their school colors, but anytime the gym is mainly blue, I feel uncomfortable and out of sorts. I grew up in red gyms. Okay, I'm okay in orange, but blue, I don't know, something about it doesn't sit right with me.
Oh, not me. I love a good blue gym. Like Chrysler Arena.
There you
Big
go.
Big game there and tipping off right now, too, against Purdue.
Yeah.
We'll keep you updated with that out-of-town scoreboard.
And we'll take you to the end of that game as soon as we finish up here at Grass Lake High School. Ready to tap it up here in the jump circle. Braden Lape and Jackson Fawcett. And the tip's going to go to Grass Lake and is squeezed by Collins. And we thought in that last game we saw, our first game for Grass Lake, is Collins actually made a big impression. And right away he gives it up to Lape, who tries to power it down in the block. Missed the shot, but Collins' offensive rebound and put back. And Grass Lake's on the board with a 2-0 lead. Grass Lake pressure breaks down a little bit. And Collins, with a little ankle twist, it looks like he's back up and moving, hopefully comfortably. See that as he defends. Leslie working the perimeter here. Right side and deep, resetting for the Blackhawks is Cranmore. Into the corner, now backs it back out to the top, and a little drive into the elbow. Picks up the dribble, backs it out. Open look for three, won't take, but drives past the defender. Shot off the glass, goes short. That was Johnny Johnson with the miss. Grass Lake takes it up the floor quickly by Talley on the wing. Excuse me, that's Beltran. And he'll work it back out to the center circle. That's what Grass Lake will do. They'll reset all the time. Very patient on offense. They don't force anything, really. Lape comes around and gets a screen. Double team on him. And they're going to trap him in the corner. He gets it away to Beltran. He's going to drive. And he'll float one from the paint. Missed it. Rebound tapped to Lape. And he'll back it out to the top of the key. Lape making a one-on-one move in. Pumps. Jump hook. Off the glass. Tough angle to do that off the glass shot, but he gets it to go in Lape. With a bucket and a 4-0 lead for Grass Lake, and they get right back into that trap. Leslie breaks it into the half court. They don't let you rest after that, though. There's a nice drive all the way to the rim, so attacking out of the press break. Connor Marciniak scores at the window, and it's 4-2.
Marciniak showing off a nice left hand. We're going to have to see. I mean, maybe he's left-handed, and I didn't know that. If not, kudos.
Brian Cook has it at the top of the key for the Warriors. Hands it off to Lape outside the arc. And Lape looking to back it in. Spins, pumps into the air. Gets the bucket to go and draws the foul. We mentioned it a lot in that game against Manchester. Lape's put on a little extra bulk muscle. And so has got more power moves in his arsenal. And that was one of them. Pumps, gets the defender off his feet. Goes up strong, gets the contact, scores it. Chance at the three-point play from the line. 6-2 lead for Grass Lake. 5:58 to go first quarter. Free throw is a miss and rebounded by the Blackhawks and Johnny Johnston. And now we'll get Collins, the center fielder on that defense, commits a foul. First one of the game for the Warriors. Johnston's going to get a breather.
Steven, I don't know if I've mentioned this yet this year, so maybe this doesn't count, but if I had, Johnny Johnson's going to make my all-hair team. Love the flow he has going.
Marciniak's got it out on the top of the key. Gives it up there to Bradford. Now right wing. Marciniak again. About five steps behind the line. Now working into the top of the key, into the elbow. Skips into the corner, and a baseline drive is knocked away from Marciniak. Or excuse me, Jaden Colby fresh into the game. So 6-2, Grass Lake leads it. Blackhawks inbounding from the corner. Colby's going to have to throw it in the backcourt, and Beltran there to nearly intercept it, but now Leslie looks to attack. Marciniak backs it in, picks up the dribble, has to pass it back out to the wing. And Leslie again will reset here and be patient as well. 5:17 to play first quarter, 6-2 our score.
That was good help defense by Grass Lake. It looked like Leslie's going to have an open lane.
Bradford drives, creates a little space against Brian Cook. You can't really move that kid much. And the shot goes up as an air ball. Rebound goes off Leslie out of bounds, and Grass Lake will get it back.
Yeah, Bryant Cook is one of those athletes that we know has been in the weight room.
Yep. Under five to play first quarter. Grass Lake ball. Lape gets it deep on the wing. Screen comes from Collins. Collins rolls, gets into the paint, and an easy finish. Screen and roll. Textbook there. 8-2 lead for Grass Lake.
Ankle looked pretty good there.
Yeah.
After looking like he hurt it on the defensive end. Yep. Ankle always feels better out with the ball.
He does have a brace on that left ankle already, and he nearly ran into the score table there trying to make a steal on the sideline. Leslie will inbound and take it over the timeline now. Trailing 8-2. There's a steal attempt, and Colby collects it, drives to the hoop, but comes up short. Now late running the floor. Gets into the air. Missed the shot, but trailing is Bryant Cook, and he cleans it up on the tip putback. And that'll get a timeout for Coach Johns. 10-2, his team trails with 4:18 to play first quarter. 30-second break from the broadcast. First quarter continues when we come back on WKHM. Second break from the broadcast.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things. Like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
So Leslie breaks the press. Colby gets a step, goes into the basket, and maybe the easiest charging call of the year for that official down there as he leaned right in with the shoulder. And 10-2, Grass Lake still leads it after the turnover there by Grass Lake. 4:03 to play first quarter. Vitale making a move to the left side of the wing, top of the key for Cook. Hands off to Beltran on the drive. He skips into the corner for Vitale. Three-point no good. Cook on the rebound attempt. Puts it back up, doesn't make it, but does draw a foul, and that'll be free throws now for Bryant Cook. All Grass Lake here early.
Yeah, and that's something when you play this Grass Lake squad, you have to find Bryant Cook on the offensive glass because you got to box him out. He's relentless.
Yeah. And fortunate that we're at his home school and not at Leslie because the airball chance would be coming with from the missed free throw there for Bryant Cook.
But since we like him, we'll just say he just missed it.
Second one goes off front rim, but rebounded by Grass Lake, and you got to feel bad about that if you're Leslie. Cook gets it down low, challenged, missed it. Rebound put back there. Collins, another offensive rebound and bucket. 12-2 the score here, and Grass Lake now gets a turnover out of the pressure, looking for the fast break to Lape, and he's going to get fouled under the basket.
The more we see Jacob Collins, the more I like his game.
Yeah.
He's also a relentless worker, but he's got some skills.
He might be the quiet, unsung hero here for Grass Lake so far, and we've seen him just a game and a quarter, essentially, but we like what we see out of him. Vitale passes it in from the baseline to Collins back near midcourt. Beltran will take it near the jump circle. Right side Vitale. Finds high post Bryant Cook. Skips it over to Beltran on the left wing. He takes a dribble down toward the baseline. Now backs it out. Works his way out to the wing. Now goes back to the baseline. Skips it through and stolen. Leslie creates the turnover. Steal by Roman DeRose, the freshman. He's going to go to the basket. Scoops one. Scores it in a foul. That's a huge bucket for Leslie as they have felt any makes are hard to come by, and even just getting a good shot has been tough to do. So a big bucket by the freshman, and he'll go to the free throw line for a chance at the three-point play. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
Not only nice take, but getting Jacob Collins with his second.
See, the coach looks like he's going to leave Collins in. He does still look like he's got a little hitch in that giddy up coming down. We'll keep an eye on that ankle. But he's been able to stay in there. A little screen and roll with Collins, and Lape's attempt to drop it down to him is batted out of bounds by the Blackhawks. It'll stay Grass Lake ball from under the baseline here. 2:56 to play in the first. They lead at 12-5 by Taley to inbound. Into the corner for Beltran. He drives from there. Into the paint, backs it out to Cook. Now Lape's got it top of the key. Turns the face. Gets a screen from Cook. Makes a drive into the paint. Forces one up. No foul call. Leslie rebounds the miss and looks to run the other way. Rebounding those misses are big for the Blackhawks because that's a chance to run the floor without a full court press.
Grass Lake does that kind of odd thing where they'll pick up a press even after a miss.
Yeah. DeRose headed up the floor now. Drive attempted into the paint. Odd angle. Left it short. That was Joel Cranmore rebounded by the Warriors. Lape's got it in the open floor now. Back into the basket. Spins down to the baseline. Double team. Gets the shot up and we'll get a foul against Marciniak. Had Lape on the arm. That, which was a bad foul because Lape had kind of spun himself behind the backboard.
And sometimes players disagree, and we agree with the player. That time, I'm going to side with the official.
He pretty much just grabbed his arm.
Yeah. Acted as if he didn't foul, but I thought it was a pretty obvious one.
Yep. Late clangs the free throw off the back rim. He's 0 for 2 at the stripe so far for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. A couple substitutions for the Warriors, and that's going to get Buttigieg into the game as well as Nate Pettit.
We have a Hudson Phillips sighting for Leslie.
All right. Leap misses another one. 0 for 3 at the stripe for Braden Leap. Grasslake does set up, even like you said, off the miss, still able to get into that full court press. Marciniak gives it up. DeRose, the freshman. Double team comes back to Marciniak. Warriors retreat to find their matchups. Under two to play. 12-5. Leslie trails. There's a screen at the top. Marciniak drops it down to the block, pump, move to the baseline. It looked like he was making a move to the basket, gave it up once he got in deep. There's a little jump hook and partially blocked. Cook on the defense on the Hudson Phillips jump hook. Now Grasslake turns it up the other way. Late driving. Jump hook no good. A nice rebound there by Cranmore, looking to run the other way for the Blackhawks. He's going to go to the basket. Finishes with the right hand from the left side. 12-7.
That's a good defensive rebound in his own one-man fast break.
Well, 5-0 run here for the Blackhawks. Minute 17 to go first quarter. 12-7 the score. And it's really not been that Grasslake hasn't gotten looks, but they've missed shots. Late over two at the free throw line here and missed that jump hook. So the defense for Leslie, good enough. And certainly the defensive rebounding is important because some of their buckets have come off offensive rebounds. In this case, there's a drive for Pettit. Gives it up to Bryant Cook. Looked like they might take a charge on that play, but no call, and that's a good jump hook from the paint for Bryant Cook. Good press break by Leslie. Gets an open three shot, and just missed that one. Triple for Henry Bradford from the left wing. Rebounded by Grasslake. Going the other way. Buttigieg in the left wing. Skips it across to Vitale. That's going to be stolen. Marciniak one-on-one with Vitale on the break. And Vitale strips it away, but we're going to get the foul call, and that'll be free throws for Connor Marciniak for the Leslie Blackhawks. They trail 14-7 with 31.2 to play in this opening quarter of basketball.
Steve, one thing we noted last time we had Grasslake this last week, defensively, they just give up one shot, and they always clean up the boards. And I believe tonight, I don't know that there's been an offensive rebound from Leslie tonight yet, and this quarter's about done.
Yeah, not that I've seen. Marciniak with the lefty free throw. We were curious if he's left-handed or not. There it is.
And I figured he was. He was too smooth to not be.
Gets them both and cuts the lead down to just five with 31.2 to go. He'll get a breather here. And into the game now for Leslie, Braden Johnson. So they have gone pretty deep into the bench here early for Coach Matt Johns. As we said, they've got a lot of kids on the roster, and they're using them.
A lot of youth as well.
Indeed. Wait, holding it out for one shot here at the end of the first quarter. He's out near midcourt. Working against Henry Bradford. Now drives into the paint. Well, to the top of the key. Now it works to the right side. Skip pass. Buttigieg in the corner for a triple. Air ball. Rebounded to Rose, and he flings it with time left on the clock there. In about 3.5 seconds, he did the 90% court.
He thought it had to be in before the buzzer.
Anyway, 8 minutes in the books, 14-9 our score. Back in 60 seconds with a second quarter. Grasslake leads on WKHM. We're back in.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. AM and 101.5.
Leslie Ball to start the second quarter. Getting a screen there at the wing. Skip pass. DeRose deep. Put the freshman in, and he's been able to stick around. Had a nice early start to his run tonight. Leslie resets here at the top, 14-9. They trail. Joel Cranmore gets a screen from Phillips. Phillips rolls, posting up deep. Makes a move, backs it out. Ends up back at the top for Cranmore. Into the elbow. There's a pump fake. DeRose drops it down into the paint. And finished there by Henry Bradford. Good pump fake. Roman DeRose getting it down to the block and cutting the lead to just three. Late, quick in on the attack. Out to Cook in the corner. Back to the top for Beltran. And he'll skip it to Vitale. Back to Beltran. Swing it around. Cook for three out of the corner. And he knocks one down. Huge shot there by Bryant Cook. 17-11. Pushed the lead back out to six.
That's not something we necessarily see out of him.
I didn't know if he had that shot in his backpack or not, but he pulled it out and made it. Now they get Phillips stuck late down with the dunk. Turnover out of the pressure and a quick run by Grass Lake. 19-11 they lead. Johnson to Phillips, swings it around. Corner three for DeRose is no good. Rebounded Cook. Gives it up to Vitale, so chance for the run to continue for the Warriors. Collins swings it left side. Beltran in the corner for Lape. Pump fakes the three. Now goes leaning into on the drive. Drops it off for Cook. Good feed by Lape to Cook. 21-11. So what had been just a three-point game, 7-0 run, and make it a 10-point game.
I like that unselfishness by Lape right there. He could have shot that jump hook, but instead gave it to Cook.
Beltran working for the steal on the fast break. Little delay. Floater no good. Rebounded to Rose, and Leslie avoids giving up another bunny. They break the press now in a drive for Cranmore. A little bit of a Euro step reverse layup, and there's a bucket to end the drought for the Warrior, or the Blackhawks, 5:45 to play first half, 21-13. Grass Lake still up eight.
That was Cranmore's fourth point and two good driving hoops.
Collins from the wing. Backs it out to Vitale. To the top for Beltran. Back to Vitale on the right wing. Back to Beltran. Flipping it back and forth there on the perimeter. Right wing Vitale. He'll step up and take a triple and bury it. They were kind of zoning and letting him have that, and Vitale made him pay. 24-13-11, biggest lead of the game for Grass Lake. Leslie getting into the half court. There's a drive from the top. And a fader down at the basket, missed by Bradford and rebounded by Grass Lake. And again, no extra chances on the offensive end for the Blackhawks. Grass Lake clears the defensive glass well.
We probably ought to give a shout-out to these officials today, too, Steve. Two of the three pulling double duty at the JV game, and here they are again.
Finely conditioned officials from the MHSAA.
That's right.
Beltran's got it for Grass Lake, leading 24-13. Vitale now deep right wing into the high post for Lake. He turns and faces, drives again across the lane to Bryant Cook, who finishes with the left hand there. That play has worked a couple times, and because they have to respect the Lake drive, Cook slips down into the open spot and gets the layup.
Yeah, when Lape drives, two or three Blackhawks come over, and good vision by Cook, or Lape,
26-13, they've doubled them up here. Marciniak, jab step, drive, spins, puts the shot up awry, and trying to get the offensive rebound, but can't pull it away from the Warriors. Lape in the open court, near steal there by Cranmore, but Lape holds on, brings it into the half court, right wing now to the top, gives it up to Cook, skip pass to Vitale on the left wing, he'll drive to the middle, right wing for Beltran, back across to the top, and he'll back it out and reset. Under four to play, first half, 26-13, Grass Lake is up with the ball.
Leslie playing a little 1-3-1 right now.
Going to the high post for late, looks to get the shot up, and has it kind of swiped away, but recovers it, and Grass Lake will reset into the offense. Beltran looks to drive from the wing into the corner for Collins for three. He fires. Oh, halfway down, comes out, rebound to Marciniak. He's got a runner, is Cranmore ahead of everyone. Makes the catch, makes the finish. And Collins going up to slap at the backboard there. And we get a whistle on the play. The whistle's kind of a reflex when they slap the glass, because if that were to miss, that'd be basket interference.
Just blowing the whistle, letting them know, hey, we saw that. Which you didn't have to see it. You could hear it.
You could hear it, indeed. It might have even heard on the broadcast. 11-point lead still for the Warriors after the fast break layup for Leslie. Lape out of the corner. Working against the double team. Gets down to the basket, and Giroux is going to get called for the double, looking to tie him up. Be the first foul here in the second quarter for either team with just 3:07 to play. And you can see Coach Johns has kind of switched up and said, we got to slow Braden Lape down.
And really, man, somebody just needs to kind of take a charge, because Lape's looking to bull his way in there.
Uh-huh. Near turnover out near midcourt on the inbound. They have to float it back into the backcourt. Cook's got it now at the top, and Vitale will slow it down out at the circle. Marciniak comes to challenge him. And they missed a moving screen there by Beltran. Kind of lowered his shoulder into a player, but now he comes across into the air. Backs it out to Cook. Nearly turned it over. Cook leaves it short. And Leslie, good defensive set for the Blackhawks. Marciniak running the floor. Lape's down there to challenge. The scoop and finger roll. No good. Lape rebounds. He's got numbers. Briefly. Doesn't need him. Goes alone. Floater is good from the... Is that a, what's that logo there in the paint?
Is that a Warrior?
I think so. I mean, you expect so. I can't quite make it out. Yeah, it must be. That's where Lape chooses to elevate, I think, on the fast break. Anyway, he made it. And there was a nice little high-low move opportunity by Jackson Fawcett, looking for the cutting Bradford. The pass goes off his hands, and Leslie still trails 28-15. We got 2:10 to play in the half.
I think Bradford just heard footsteps. He knew Lape was behind him, and he kind of was looking at the rim before he caught the ball.
Grasslake with the ball, and it's Beltran. Goes right side by Taley. Down to Collins on the wing, looking for Lape in the post. They go over the top of them. Front him in the post. He makes the catch anyway. And a block attempt down there by Jacob Phillips. He's going to commit the foul. Lape scores it. And goes to the free throw line. 30-15. They got him doubled up here with 1:55 to play in the first half.
It's Lape's 10th point. This will be his fourth free throw opportunity. 0 for 3 so far.
Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Unkind to Braden Lape so far. But he changes that tune with nothing but net. 31-15. Under 2 to play in the half. Skip pass across. There's a drive, and nobody stepped out to stop Cranmore. He got all the way down to the basket, but missed the layup. Left it a little short. T-Rexed it.
We're going to say he was looking to dunk it.
Is that it?
His footsteps, right?
Vitale moving over to the right wing. Little two-man game with Collins. Hands it off to Lape, who's backing it out. Minute 26 left in the first half. Lape crosses. Puts it on the deck into the corner for Cook. He goes baseline, now backs it out to Vitale on the wing. Near the Kelly Express Mart logo there. Near turnover, Lape makes a great catch on the sideline. Again, going down to Lape in the post. And Lape doesn't make it this time, but he'll be back at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. And they've decided to front Lape in the post. It seems like he keeps getting matched up with smaller players, too.
Yeah, that's Jacob Phillips down there, who's definitely 5 inches shorter, probably 30 pounds lighter.
I think you're being conservative on that estimate on the weight differential, too. And Lape makes the free throw. Got them both, 33-15. Cranmore gets it in now. DeRose, as they work against again the grass like full court trap up the floor to Cranmore. Nice touch pass to find Jackson Fawcett going down the lane. He does get the shot up, doesn't make it, but will draw a foul, and free throws coming for Jackson Fawcett.
It'll be Bryant Cook's first.
61 seconds remain in the first half of basketball, 33-15. Grasslake leading this
one. I'm sorry, Steve. I do like what Leslie's trying to do is they're breaking that press. They're trying to attack. They're not wanting to get in this half-court battle with them. And They're getting shots, just not converting.
Yeah, and this, they made a little run to start the second quarter, and then Grasslake weathered that and then made a bigger run. And so the game plan is sound. Execution is just not working out. The substitution, Collins going to go to the bench, and that'll get into the game for Grasslake. Number three, Connor Sherwood. Fawcett hits that free throw, splits the pair. 16 first half points for Grasslake, so they've outpaced Manchester. Their total game score. I mentioned, you know, the highest point total in the last four games is 26 for an opponent for Grasslake. Late battling down onto the post. Good job to stand up to that from Arciniak. Beltran drives, has it ripped away. Run to the break, Jackson Fawcett. And quick hands by Tally knocks it away, keeping a, what could have been an open driving lane or a three-point shot for Cranmore. Instead, it'll be a sideline inbound for the Blackhawks. 36.5 left in the half.
I hear old school guys sometimes talk about basketball nowadays, how everyone wants to shoot threes. Well, if you're against that, come watch Grasslake game. They don't shoot many threes at all.
They've had a couple. They have like one out of two or something like that. Nice little give and go cut to Jackson Fawcett, and he finishes at the basket with the left hand. Leslie's had a few really, really well executed pick and roll plays and give and goes, but failing to just consistently score against Grasslake, and 33-18 is where our score sits right now. Late, a couple jab steps and pulls up in the corner, knocks down a triple as the buzzer sounds, and double the points for Leslie again as we go to the halftime break. 36-18, Grasslake leads it. Let's take a three-minute break here at the half. We'll come back with the numbers and get things set for the second half. Again, Grasslake leading at home 36-18 over Leslie here at WKHM. Brought to you by Grasslake Community Schools. Leslie here at WKHM.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grasslake Community Schools. Before you get caught up in the madness of March, the Grasslake Community Schools would like to encourage you to support our local student athletes. From cross country, football, our competitive cheer, marching band, or basketball teams, we stand out on our courts and fields. Community support for young athletes helps students to gain confidence, stay fit, and creates lifelong positive habits. The Grasslake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here as Grass Lake out to a 36-18 lead. And they had led most of the way very early, Brian, and then early in that second quarter, Leslie was able to cut it down to about 3 points with a little run, and then Grass Lake able to answer and just knock down some buckets. Of course, got a couple of turnovers, which they've been known to do, and that kind of gave them a chance to edge it out. And hot shooting, I think, down the stretch there for Grass Lake, and on at 36 points in the first half, they're on track for what could be their highest point total of the year.
They're making a high percentage of shots right now, and the ones they missed, they've been getting some offensive boards. And Leslie's also just kind of bailing them out with weak reaches inside, so it's giving a man one opportunities or just some free throw opportunities.
How about for the point totals?
Okay, well, for the Blackhawks, we had Connor Marciniak with 4, Henry Bradford with 2, Jackson Fawcett with 3, Roman DeRose with 3, and leading the way, Joel Cranmore with 6.
Yep, kind of sharing the basketball well for Leslie. They ran a couple of really nice pick and rolls, some give and goes, and they had probably 3, maybe 4 drives to the basket that probably should have been buckets that were left short or missed, and that could have seen things inch a little bit closer on the scoreboard. But an 18-point deficit at the half when you only have 18 points, that's going to be a tough mountain to climb to get back into this. I think they're capable. I think Coach Johns will have a good game plan for them to come out. But you got to overcome what, again, a hot shooting Grass Lake team at this point, and they defend you well. And when those two things are going really going for you, tough to come back against a good defense like Grass Lake.
Yeah, I will say I think Leslie's probably gotten 12 of their 18 off drives that have come real early when they've kind of beating their press and taking it and attacking the hole, and that's a smart move by Leslie. I think they're going to have to continue to do so.
How about for the Warriors?
Well, for the Warriors, we had 3 from Sav Vitale, made 3-pointer, Jacob Collins with 6, Bryant Cook with 11, and Braden Lape with 16, including making his last 3 free throws after missing his first 3.
What do you do to shut down Lape, Brian? Go into put your coaching hat on or your professor cap, and what do you do? What would you do to come out and say, how do we defend Braden Lape? Because a lot of the offenses run through him when they really attack.
Yeah, I think if I'm playing Braden Lape, I'm putting somebody, as soon as he touches the ball, which for starters, when he gives it up, don't let him get it back.
Yeah.
But when he gets it, go ahead and put as much pressure as you can. Try to make him go left and have somebody waiting there. You got to be sagging off the other guys, make Carlos Beltran a 3-point shooter, or Bryant Cook or somebody else, but you got to be there and you got to stand and take a charge. Now, again, as a coach, it's real easy to say, hey, we got to take more charges, but when you see 6'5", 220 pounds coming at you downhill, that's easier said than making someone stand in there and do it. But somebody's got to do it if they want to stop him. So I think you got to, again, make him a left-handed driver. And then he's still going to score some. He's good enough to where he's going to still put, but you got to make it tough on him.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, put a lot of pressure on him from jump. When he gets the ball, you're in his grill because you're going to get fouls anyway. Would you rather have him, making a steal attempt or keeping him away from the basket, or do you want to have him on his jump or, on his shot at the basket where he's going to make it and get a foul and free throws? You got to make pressure on him, and if you're going to foul him, you can't let him make it.
It looks like he may have just done something to stop himself a little bit. I'm seeing warm-ups, him really grasping his hand, and now he's going back to see the trainer, and the coaches seem kind of concerned. So I don't know if that was on a dunk attempt or what happened. You don't usually see the warm-up injury, but, yeah, he was looking in pretty good pain, and he's headed back to the locker room with 2:32 to go.
All right, we'll take a two-minute break here, and when we come back, we'll jump it up for the second half. 36-18, Grass Lake leads here at WKHM and online at WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family as why we've been around for 80 years.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. Before you get caught up in the madness of March, the Grass Lake Community Schools would like to encourage you to support our local student athletes. From cross country, football, our competitive cheer, marching band, or basketball teams, we stand out on our courts and fields. Community support for young athletes helps students to gain confidence, stay fit, and creates lifelong positive habits. The Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3:03 to play in the first half. Purdue leads the Wolverines 37-28. And again, we'll take you to the conclusion of that one when we conclude here at Grass Lake High School, where the Warriors lead at 36-18, and they get the ball to start the second half. Starters on the floor for Grass Lake, including Braden Lape, who he's holding his right arm there.
Yeah, that's what he's been holding.
He gets a back cut step and missed the shot at the basket there. Gets his own rebound. Putback is swatted away, and we get a foul call. And that looks like a really good shot block, actually. But that foul is going to go against the Blackhawks, and it's Jackson Fawcett. Yeah, Lape just took off on a back cut. Really good feed, and he missed that bunny. So if your arm was hurting, that'd be a good sign, or a bad sign, I guess. He's at the free throw line where he went 3 for 3, or hit 3 in a row, rather, down the stretch. He makes that first one, 37-18 Warriors.
Yeah, I'd be curious to find out how that happened, because like I say, he's kind of grasping at that forearm area.
Missed the second free throw, gets his own rebound, and puts it back up and called for traveling.
Coach Johns might have had something to do with that call. He was kind of questioning that last foul call, and that may have been a makeup a little bit, but he might have shuffled them a little.
Leslie breaks the press and settles into the top here, Cranmore. High post elbow area for Fawcett down to Marciniak coming through the lane, and there's a quick whistle against Beltran. Trying to push Marciniak off the block.
Yeah, Coach John's even kind of wondering, well, they're even calling that foul. Even though it was for his team, he was a little surprised. Just the whistle's blowing a little quickly.
Late challenging as they try to inbound it over his head into the backcourt from the baseline. So that'll go out on the sideline, and still Leslie Ball, 7:22 to go. Fawcett will inbound this one and gets in the backcourt. Marciniak swings it right side for Cranmore. He'll back it back out near midcourt. Fawcett coming off the screen and then roll. Keeps that guy pinned on his back. They get it down to him in the block, and he sweeps it past Collins and scores it. And so the sophomore, Jackson Fawcett, with a bucket and cuts the lead to 17. 7 minutes to play third quarter. Lape on the left wing for the Warriors gets a screen. Steps back at the top of the key. Now crosses, looking to drive again. Backs it down to Cook. Jump hook, and Bryant Cook with another bucket. 13 points for him, and he's looked devastatingly accurate at close range so far.
He's efficient.
There's a drive and a finish by Colby, and he again leans in. He creates contact when he goes down there. It was an offensive foul last time. This time it's a bucket, but no whistle to send him to the free throw line.
Good job to do it quickly.
Yeah, Lape spins, gives it out to Bryant Cook for the three-point shot, and that time a near ball. So we were curious if that was his range. He knocked down one of the, he's one for two, but the second one was a pretty ugly miss. After breaking the pressure, Marciniak able to go all the way down to the Warrior logo, float one in, and cut the lead to 15.
I also found it appropriate you called him Brady Cook, and he shot an air ball.
When he missed,
We've seen a Brady Cook air ball here and there.
There's a little give and go feed down to Bryant Cook on the block. He scores it, and then a little late contact sends him to the floor, and he's going to get a free throw for his trouble. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line for Bryant Cook. Chance for the three-point play. And again, a little kind of momentum starting to form up for Leslie, and Grasslake has an answer.
They always seem to do so. And Grasslake, they're just an efficient team.
Yeah.
They don't settle for a lot of outside jumpers, so everything's kind of going to the basket.
Missed the free throw, rebounded by the Blackhawks, and then a turnover here on the sideline. Grasslake ball. Again, out of the pressure, you don't always get a steal, but you speed teams up, you make them feel uncomfortable, and sometimes they do try to do too much, let it go outside. Inbound goes to Lape, but he catches it out under the basket, and we're going to get a foul against Fawcett again. And not a ton of contact, but he comes through swinging at that shot block, and that's going to get a whistle a lot of the time. Coach Johns wants a timeout over here.
He wants a timeout and an explanation, but he's going to have to probably just settle for the timeout at the moment.
5:45 to go here, 41-24. Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and we're back with more on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grasslake Community Schools. The Grasslake Community Schools are rooted in rising. With dynamic teaching staff, an abundance of extracurricular options, a lengthy model of academic success, and a close-knit community, we are the destination in Jackson County. We aim to equip our students for excellence, cultivate connections, and grow with purpose. The Grasslake Community Schools, we are proud, rooted in rising. Go Warriors.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Grasslake High School. Warriors trying to stay unbeaten tonight, and so far so good, 41-24 lead.
We talk about this sometimes, you know, sometimes not all 17 points leads are created equal, and boy, when Grasslake gets a lead like that, you just feel like it's over. It's too hard to score against them in a half court.
Yeah. Lape back at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. And he hits that one pretty. Nothing but the bottom of the net. His arm looked all right there.
Lape's there so much, he might just need to get a job with Aspen.
Second attempt coming from Braden. Missed that one. Rebound to Marciniak. And again, Grasslake presses out of that rebound. Get it into the middle of four, Fawcett. And a drive. Marciniak can get down to the block and get the shot up. Two free throw shots coming for him. And
Cook kind of lobbying for a charge. That was kind of 50-50.
I'm starting to see who they got the foul on, and it did go on Cook. 5:31 to play third quarter, 42-24.
Again, Leslie getting a good look. beating that press and attacking.
Marciniak hits. And that one, second one short. Rebounded by Cook, and here come the Warriors. 42-25 they lead, 5:26 to go. Late gets it into the top of the key, gives up to Vitale, deep right wing. Now Beltran comes across to the top. He's going to look to drive, gets into the elbow, scoops it over to Cook in the corner. Late from the left wing, takes a dribble left side and fires the triple. Rattles around a couple times, doesn't go in. Offensive rebound, Cook. Great feed over to Collins for the layup, and that's why you got to keep Grass Lake off the glass. And we'll get a foul on the full court press here against Grass Lake, reaching in on Cranmore. That's going to go against Beltran.
Yep. Beltran second. Nobody in foul trouble yet for the Warriors.
High post, Marciniak turns to drive, now backs it out. Back to the top for Cranmore. Goes high post, turning and looking as Colby now takes it in, a floater. Sometimes that back to the basket, you got to turn around and look. They let him have it. He got in for an easy one. And 44-27.
Grass Lake was in a little 2-3 zone. Nobody stopped Colby.
There's a pull-up triple for Collins and knocks it down. We said, he like his game. If he's going to be able to give you three-point shooting and the kind of defense he does, tough to beat. And right back, Leslie answers with a triple. The freshman, DeRose, knocks it down. 47-30. They still fail to get much closer than 17 here, but what do you do? You hope to maybe cut it down to 10 by the end of the third here?
Yeah, that's the hopes.
There's a steal. Leslie looking to run a break. Getting up to Marciniak from the left side. Swoops in. Gets the layup and a foul. That's going to go against Beltran and puts him in with his third. Call that a little bit of foul trouble with 3:55 to go in the third and a chance at the three-point play from the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line.
Yeah, Marciniak, the lefty, he's done the damage there on the left side. Showing some craftiness and some strength. A little bit of hang time, too. I'll give him the triple.
He's got it all.
Yeah.
And missed the free throw, rebounded by Lape. I did forget to rib you a little bit, Carmine Beltran. You did toss out the Carlos Beltran a little earlier. Man, that Warriors baseball team is going to be real tough.
That's the Royal fan in me.
Look at Collins getting a step, taking it down to the basket, elevating, and scoring over the outstretched hands, and again showing off his skills. Set a timeout from the Grass Lake bench. We'll take a 30-second break. 49-32 Warriors lead on WKHM. 49-32 Warriors.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 3:38 to play third quarter. Our game coverage brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. Phelps Towing, 764-1921. They could be useful. We got this winter storm watch that starts tomorrow at about 1 p.m. Goes till 7 a.m. Thursday. What do you think the chances are on Thursday school?
I'm going to be mad if there's a snow day, Steve. I'm there for the education of the youth. I don't want to sleep in and enjoy a day off. I'm there about the education.
An early start to the President's Day.
When your name's a professor, you're there to teach, not to take days off just because of a little snowfall.
I'm here to learn, everybody, not to make out with you. Pump fake in the corner from DeRose, and a nice move to the basket again. Colby with the layup, and Leslie has done so many good things, and we keep thinking they're going to get this close, and then Grass Lake goes out and does something better. Beltran at the circle, left side for Lape. Into the corner for Cook. 3:08 to go third quarter. Cook hands off to Lape in the corner. Back out to Collins on the left wing. He's shown he can knock that triple down. That one's a miss. There's a successful trip for the Blackhawks defense, rebounded by Marciniak. Colby into the high post. Scoops it out to Cranmore. He's going to look to drive. Vitaly, good defense. Into the corner for DeRose. Down the deck into the free throw line area. Was all the way across the lane looking for a back cut. And Colby stepped on the end line. And the Blackhawks will turn it back over. That's the thing that right now for Leslie, there's so much pressure that to score every trip.
Yeah. But they are getting, again, those good early looks.
Mm-hmm.
But got to get some stops now.
Beltran out to the middle of the court for Vitaly. Right wing, Collins deep. Vitaly again out on the floor. Left side, Beltran. Almost a four-corner look here for Grass Lake. Collins dribbles into the elbow, backs it up to Cook, and mishandled. Fawcett trying to run a break here. Trying to get a step slide up for the lefty finish, and he gets it to go, and Cranmore comes swooping in to follow the play, and he goes down hard on that one.
And actually, to be honest, that probably should have been basket interference on Leslie, because Cranmore came in there and kind of grabbed the rim and net as it was going through.
So we got 49-36. They cut it to 13 here. 2:08 to go. A couple of empty possessions for Grass Lake on their last couple trips. Cranmore stays in after taking a hard tumble. They get it down to Lape, and Fawcett missed him but bailed on the play, assuming that the shot was going to go in. Lape missed a couple times. Another rebound, and now we'll get a foul. As Lape kind of went over the back, stuck with it, but had a player kind of get under him. And that was Fawcett had actually, if he sticks around, he's probably the guy who gets that rebound, but Lape stayed with it. And now bonus free throws coming for Leslie after that stop. Minute 50 to play here in the third, and it's 49-36. Free throws the rest of this quarter for the Blackhawks.
Now, Lape did grab that rebound over somebody, and sometimes officials want to just call that over the back regardless. I don't know that there was much contact there.
He wasn't boxing him out or anything.
But, again, that's kind of the good coaching of Matt Johns, who's, you know, if you complain enough about some things, you sometimes get those other calls.
He's been lobbying this entire game. We get to watch a lot of the because of where we're positioned on the sidelines, we get to watch the coaches a lot from high school and even at Jackson, the college level.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch them work, the good ones. 49-37 after a split pair at the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. 12-point deficit for Leslie, but they've done good on the defense. And with 95 to play here in the quarter, Beltran gets in the corner. Stuck for a moment. Collins skips it across to Cook. And Gressick will reset here. Vitaly out near midcourt. Directing traffic. Beltran comes to get it. He's also deep on the floor. Marciniak chasing him all the way out there. Collins deep on the wing looking for Lape. And good hands by DeRose to get the passing lane. Leslie turned it into a fast break. No numbers. They go into the corner for Cranmore. And skip pass to DeRose. Right wing for Colby. He's more of a driver. He's going to look to get in the lane. Spins, pumps, gets it up. Got Lape off his feet, and a nice move down there in the paint by Colby, and they cut it to 10. Under a minute to play third quarter, and that was kind of the number we were looking at. Now, if Leslie can keep Grass Lake from going on a little run here, you start to feel like the comeback could happen.
Yeah.
Cook gets the ball. Backs it out to Collins. 46 seconds. Grass Lake might hold this one all the way down to the end of the quarter if they can. They're not adverse to taking long possessions, so they get it down to late by the block. Across the lane to Cook. Block! But we're going to get a foul call against Marciniak. That was that two-man game between late where they come over to defend late, and he drops it off for Cook for a layup. But Marciniak saw it coming. Blocks it from behind, but there looked contact from where on the opposite end of the floor. But the whistle seems to be the correct call. And Brian Cook will go to the free throw line for a pair. For Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning.
Marciniak might just be lucky, no technical foul, because he's pretty demonstrative of his displeasure.
And Cook missed it. He struggled from the line tonight.
0 for 4 with a couple ones that didn't catch iron. That starts to make you think about it, too. That's hard to.
And you remember that if you're Coach Johns, if this game were to stay close and get down to the wire, who's the guy you want to send to the line if you need to do that? They get in against the pressure. He did hit the second one. DeRose gets it in the half court. He might have should have looked at the basket there. It was open. Maybe not in his rhythm. And there's an unforced turnover by Leslie. That's not what you want to do when you're trying to come back 50-39 with 25.9, and Grass Lakes can get another chance.
Coach John still talking
relentlessly. Maple slowed down 17 seconds, leading by 11. Tries to go off the dribble. He's going against Colby out there. And Cranmore on by Talley now, right side to Beltran, and he'll back it right out. 6 seconds where you want to try to go here. 4 seconds, left side late, and a turnover by Grass Lake. Maybe waited a little too long to start going after it. With 2.4, Leslie's going to get a catch and a chance to throw one up here. Grass Lake's not going to just let that happen. They give it in to DeRose, takes a dribble at the buzzer. He likes that one-handed buzzer shot. This time he waited properly. Same result, though. 8 minutes to play, and Leslie trails by 11. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. Is the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes, hey, at the half, Purdue leads Michigan just by 237-35. Here, we've got a wider gap, but Leslie with the ball to start the fourth quarter and a chance to close it down to single digits for the first time in a while. Fawcett working his way down to the block, gives up to a nice back cut, and the layup attempt missed. That might have been partially deflected by Lape. That was a drive. We haven't seen Bradford in a while, but he's into the game, had a chance at the bucket there. And Grasslake, of course, clears the rebound and takes it back the other way. Working around the perimeter. Grasslake had some turnovers late in that third quarter. Out of character for them. 50-39 our score. And again, Leslie, the first team to break 30 points against Grasslake in their last four games. There's Collins, made a nice move to the basket. Went with the left hand a little too strong. Leslie rebounds. DeRose on the wing. Colby at the top. Dribbling around, now gives it up to Marciniak. He's going to get a screen from DeRose, goes right side for Colby instead. Outside of the arc, gets a screen there, drives. Hesitation, double team out to DeRose for three, and he knocks it down. I didn't get a signal. Was it a triple?
I think so.
Yes, it was. 8-point game here with 6:50 to play. Coach Johns takes a timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. 6:50 to play, 50-42. Back at 30 on WKHM as well.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. And 101.5 FM.
Vitale takes the inbound against the grass, or the Leslie pressure, takes it down. The crowd groaning because Vitale kind of stopped and saw that left arm go out, and they want an offensive foul call, but he pulls up and knocks down the elbow jumper. We're at a 10-point game now with 6:39 to go, and Grass Lake forces it out of bounds on the inbound. Now Leslie has to work against the trap. Arseniak gets up the floor. There's Cook with the interception. Cooper DeJean style there. But he didn't take it for the TD. Gives it up to Lape instead. Grasslake will run some time off with a 10-point advantage in the ball. Lape steps back. Three. Short. Rebound. Cook squeezes it and tries to save it out to Beltran, but it goes out of bounds, and that'll go to Leslie. A physical game, and we expected that, Brian, and it's tough for these officials. I think they've done a pretty good job overall.
They have done a good job, and it's kind of been balanced. I mean, both teams could say, those were clean, but it's been both ways.
Kobe breaks the pressure. Now looks to attack. Into it. Slips through the triple team there in the paint. Goes with the left hand. And I'll tell you right now, Brian, that was the first time I've seen Grasslake look kind of a little bit like the motor was running low.
Yeah, and that's Colby's 10th point this half, and all have been coming nice driving layups.
Yeah. He's defending Lape. They got kind of a zone going. They get it into Lape. He goes to the basket, spins, goes up with the left hand, leaves it short, and Colby rebounds. Gets it up the floor to Cranmore. Leslie looking to attack. Good defense by Vitale to cut off the run there. 44-52. An 8-point deficit for the Blackhawks with 5:25 to go. And there's another one of those unforced turnovers. Did somebody hit it? Yeah. Okay, they did. Looked like Vitale got a hand in the lane. Tipped it out. Grasslake ball from the sideline.
Well, if you're Leslie and you have a play, this would be a good time to run something that maybe Grasslake hasn't seen yet. Try to get yourself an easy bucket and really get this momentum on your side.
Yeah, DeRose gets a screen at the top. He's knocked down a couple triples in this second half. Colby up to the top from Arseniak and getting the call from the bench from Coach Johns. Screen goes away from it. Arseniak down in, double team, backs it out to Fawcett. Skips in the corner. DeRose ready to fire the three. Quick release. Collins might have got a finger on that, actually, going out to pressure. So 4:53 left and still an 8-point deficit for the Blackhawks. Again, they lost to Grasslake in the first matchup by 5. On track to do similar right here. They'd like to get a little closer than that. 4:40 is plenty of time. Grasslake will take it slow on the offensive end. High post for Lape. Actually, it looks like he might be outside the arc, and he'll back it out even further and hand it off to Beltran there. Left side for Cook. Trying to go to Lape on the block, and he's down there with Colby. Goes across the lane to Cook. Away from the defense. Another Lape miss, and Cook trying to get the offensive rebound, and just called him out, it looks like.
Steve, right there.
Kind of out of control.
I thought Grasslake was going to go ahead and be patient. Leslie's not really up in their grill and just kind of playing off them, knowing, you know, that's how you probably should play Grasslake. That should be Leslie ball. I think they just handed it to the wrong team there.
Oh.
They corrected it. But back what I was saying, just you can't lose if you just hold the ball.
Yeah.
I know that's a lot of time to stall, but if the other team's not going to be on you, why not just take off 30 seconds or so?
DeRose open, look for three. That's a little too high and rebounded by Collins. Marciniak fell. Numbers for Grasslake. Floating one down to Lape on the block, and he stepped on the end line. And again, maybe more aggressive than they need to be in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a wide open layup, that's one thing, but why do that?
They do set up the full court pressure, and we've seen them leave that on all game, including a dominating effort against Manchester. DeRose gets down. Good job for DeRose to keep his body and keep in between him and Cook and the ball. A little contact there. They let it go, and that's a layup for DeRose, and it's a 6-point game.
That's another thing if I'm Grasslake, maybe.
They get one down to Lape. He's challenged and misses it. Cook. Offensive rebound on the putback. He's going to draw a foul. And I guess if you're going to send someone to the free throw line, you'd rather have it be cooked than Lape. Although Lape has been about 50-50 tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be Fawcett's fourth. But again, if you're Grasslake defensively, how about just you play great half-court defense, fall back. Let's not give Leslie easy chances to break your press and get quick points.
Cook with a clutch free throw from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. And it's 53-46.
That is a big free throw for Cook. He's made his last two now after missing his first four and a couple of them badly. So
yeah.
Nice to see that confidence. He can do it when it matters.
It's a gamer right there. Hits another one. Push the lead back out to 8. Marciniak gets it inbounds. Got DeRose spotted up down here in the corner for the three. Marciniak into some pressure, gets down deep, takes it all the way, and has it blocked by Collins. He had DeRose spotted up in the corner for three the whole time. And I think that was always the plan, but Marciniak thought he had a chance at the layup. Nice play by Collins. Lapes got it at the circle. Double-teamed Beltran all alone out on the wing. Now they're starting to kind of pressure, knowing they need to get something done. And Lape makes a cut, gets it all alone, and lays it in. 10-point game again. Grass Lake leads 253, so there's time for Leslie. But Grass Lake continues to make plays when they need to. Marciniak pump fakes a three. Defender flies by. Three-pointer up. No good. DeRose on the rebound as it knocked away. Cook fouled him, and then unintentionally, but almost a little knee to the temple there on the follow-through. So that's going to be free throws for DeRose. A timeout for Leslie. And it's a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. 2:42 to play when we come back. 56-46 on WKHM. Break.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, the baseline inbound play here for Leslie. They have to get it into the backcourt, so the bucket you hope to get off the inbound play doesn't happen. Colby's got it out on the wing. He came off the bench tonight, but he had a huge second half for Leslie. There's a drive. Bradford gets in deep. Tough angle. Gets one to deflect off the backboard from first straight on. And they cut the lead to 8 again. Leslie now going to try to full court press Grass Lake. Vitale breaks it on his own. Nice little fake and drive. And they almost get a layup out of it. Back out to Collins, and he'll slow it down. 2:15, and Coach John's telling Leslie, hey, we got to steal something. We got to get a turnover or a foul. And DeRose took an elbow or something there, it looks like. Beltran's got it. And the double team's going to come to try to trap him. He's going to get stuck down the baseline, and now they grab him. That's DeRose commits the foul. That's his second. Just two team fouls, so you might see Leslie want to rack those up quicker and start so they can start sending people to the line to slow things down here late in the game. 2 minutes to play.
DeRose is a good-looking freshman, Steve.
Yeah. Sometimes we talk about, like, do they look freshman who looks a little older than that, but DeRose looks like a freshman, but he's played above that level tonight, and he's been another guy, came off the bench, but has earned minutes by playing well. Wise there as he goes to make a steal attempt against Lape and commits the foul. And again, that's why they can go out and be aggressive because they're going to need a foul if they're going to stretch this game out. That's his third. 56-48, they trail. Beltran gets in the backcourt, and Cranmore's going to grab him. It's number four.
And I don't mind those quick fouls, but I'd like to see you do it with a trap and maybe going for the ball where, you know, if you get ball, great, but if you don't foul, who cares? They're just kind of grabbing right now.
Lape gives it up to Cook. Back to Vitale. 92 seconds. Lape's going to hold on to it, and Bradford comes out to check him. And did get a hand on it, and they're going to call it off of Bradford. That was close play. You have a groan from the Leslie fans because that did look like that could have gone either way.
Yeah, and I watched Lape starting to walk back down here on defense, so I think he thought it was off him.
Yep. Cook gets it inbounds. Minute 22, Lape back to Cook. And now to Vitale. He steps back, goes baseline. He won't shoot it, though, across the way to Collins. And they'll try to eat up the rest of this clock. 56-48. Leslie's going to have to grab somebody. Cook near turnover, and they foul him. And he was trying to hold his feet to avoid going into the backcourt. And so the foul contact takes him down. They go down in a lump, but easy to see that was nothing egregious, just simply physics. You know, when a wide receiver tries to keep his feet down on a reception. Cook did keep on the right side of the floor, and so he gets to go to the free throw line where he made his last three. And that one rattles out.
Say, let's see if Cook can stay hot.
They'll get Fawcett back into the game with four fouls. 69 seconds remain, 56-48. Cook splits the pair at the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line, and we get a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break from the broadcast. 69 seconds remain when we come back on WKHM Grass Lake.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB mortgage team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank different. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
57-48, our score here. 1 minute, 9 seconds remain. Leslie's chances looking slimmer and slimmer as we go, but really a fantastic job to battle in the second half, and a 48-point total against this Grass Lake defense is a nice number, and Leslie seems to have something that they know about Grass Lake that other people haven't figured out. And Marciniak drives, tries to bounce, pass it over to Fawcett, and it's a turnover. Couple subs in for Leslie now, and it's going to get Bradford on the floor. And Braden Johnson.
Coach Johns just doing a little offense for defense.
Yep. Maple pass in the backcourt to Cook, and Marciniak's going to grab it.
If you're Leslie, this is what you have to do. You got to extend this game. Hope that Grass Lake misses some free throws, and maybe you can get, you know, exchange a little 3-for-1 or something. Although Cook's been pretty good from the line this second half.
Good enough. 9-point lead, and if he splits the pair, you get it out to 10, and you still feel pretty good about your prospects, although that's as good-looking a free throw as anybody's made tonight on that one. 58-48, Leslie trails.
Yeah, if you just came in and watched the second half, you'd say, oh, this Cook guy shoots free throws pretty well. He's five for six right now in the second half. Make that 6-for-7.
Makes that one big one. Colby gives it up to Marciniak. Down to the corner for... that was Cranmore, missed the three, rebounded by Grass Lake, and they get it down to Lape, and he's up for his second dunk of the night. Collins trying to block him?
Kind of looked at him.
They're smiling as they get back on D, and this one feels like it's over, 61-48. And Beltran commits a foul on DeRose's drive.
It's funny, I'm seeing Lape grab Collins. He's like, were you trying to block my dunk? Collins went up with him. They can laugh now.
26 seconds, 61-48, Grass Lake leads. Marciniak knocks down a triple and a timeout for Coach Johns. 10-point game, 21.7 seconds. And clinging to some hopes here. 48-38, Michigan trailing by double digits. How much time left in that one?
14:37.
So we will get, hopefully, quite a bit of that game after we conclude here. We will do a quick post game so that we can get you to the coverage of the conclusion of the Purdue-Michigan tilt. I know Double G is listening out there for his Boilermakers.
Ooh, you have a Boilermaker friend.
He's a good-natured Boilermakers fan. It's one of those. He roots for his team, and he's okay if your team does well too.
Okay.
He's not a hater.
That's a nice person. Are you that way?
50-50.
Okay. Well.
There's certain teams.
Yeah. Who's your team? Like, if you get to pick a team to win something, I mean, is it the Lions because they haven't won, or are they truly your favorite team of any sport?
Yeah, I'd say right now the Lions have kind of been the team I'm most interested in, and
yep.
if I could have one team win, it would be them, I guess. Now that Michigan just gave us that national championship, and Lape gets a step. He's going to try to dunk another one. Just takes it all the way in. He's chasing that school record. Every bucket counts for him, and that puts it out to 12 and probably brings us to an end. Cranmore's triple is going to go off the heel, rebounded by Bradford, and he'll take it back to the basket and have it blocked by Collins. Buzzer sounds, and we're done. 63-51, the final. Grass Lake remains unbeaten. Leslie puts up a nice fight again, but comes up just short of the Warriors on their home court. Take one commercial break here, and then we'll come back and wrap things up from Grass Lake. Again, the Warriors win at 63-51 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Hard work. Us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here, Professor. It was a good battle. Leslie stayed in it the whole way, and until about the last 2 minutes, it looked like they might challenge Grass Lake. Down the stretch, Grass Lake made enough plays and enough free throws to kind of salt this one away. 63-51, the final. Warriors are now 19-0 on the year and 16-0 in the league, which will be the most wins in Cascades Conference history in a single season. Meanwhile, Leslie falls to now 9-10 on the year and 8-8 in the league. They're next in action. That'll be Thursday. The Cascades crossover. They're hosting. We'll figure out who they play tomorrow. That's their next game, and then they still have one left with Weberville. Meanwhile, Grass Lake will take their unblemished Cascades Conference record to the championship game on Saturday against Columbia Central. You'll hear that game here on WKHM, 6:45 or so for the pregame, and scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off, Columbia Central and Grass Lake.
Big congratulations goes out to Coach Norris and the rest of the Warrior Nation, because you don't see a lot of undefeated Cascades teams around. It's such a tough conference. Every night's a dogfight, and to not lose one battle, mm-hmm. that's impressive.
No, not to not have one off night where it just wasn't going your way, or the balls didn't, or even a close loss that just didn't seem to work out. They've just workmanlike. And like I said, late in that game for a minute. It seemed like maybe they were running a little bit low on gas, but they picked it up and played hard down in the last few minutes. And Braden Lape added to his career point total, get closer to owning that school record, and leading Grass Lake to the win. Well, let's get the numbers, Brian, and wrap it up so we can get the rest of that Michigan game.
All right. Well, for Leslie, we had Connor Marciniak with 12, Jaden Colby 10, Henry Bradford with 4, Joel Cranmore with 6, Jackson Fawcett with 7, and Roman DeRose, the freshman, also tied for the team lead with 12.
How about for the Warriors?
For the Warriors, just 4 guys in the scoring column. Sal Vitale with 5, Jacob Collins with 13, Bryant Cook with an efficient 21 points, and Braden Lape with 24, just doing his thing.
Thing he does and has done for several years here on the varsity at Grass Lake. Player of the game honors, though, are going to go to Bryant Cook for his, again, efficient effort tonight. Shot a really high percentage from the floor. Probably had a dozen rebounds or so. Just a nice, efficient game on the glass. Played good defense, did a lot of things right. And not that Braden Lape or someone else didn't, but The big thing that Cook did late in the game was make free throws.
Yeah, 6 for 7 after a rough start in the first half. So congratulations to Bryant Cook.
Turned around, made our player of the game. So 63-51 our final here. We're next in action. Connor tomorrow, Jackson College doubleheader over at Vic Cuis Fieldhouse. They moved that game up due to the weather that's coming Wednesday night. So that'll be a 2:45 broadcast for a 3 o'clock start on Fox Sports 101.9 FM tomorrow afternoon. And then Tecumseh's at Jackson on Friday night. So we'll have that coverage for you. And then Saturday, again, the Warriors and the Golden Eagles will lock up for the Cascades Conference crown. So for Kiera, back in the studio, and the Professor Brian Haynes, we'll talk to you next time. Who knows when it'll be?
Safe travels.
Thank you. Who knows when it'll be?
Safe travels.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.